It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hey there, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
It's almost St. Patrick's Day, and even though the DNA test results lean heavily French-Canadian, my mom would tell us that we're Irish. So let's talk about really green things in nature. What have you got?
Well, you know, you think of St. Patrick's Day, you normally would think of four-leaf clovers and green carnations, but I've got another plant for you, moss. Think of the emerald green island of Ireland, the beautiful moss, the lushness of it. And we are seeing a lot of that now as the snow is receding, and we're seeing moss on ledges and underneath trees and in lawns. It's a beautiful part of your landscape, and we really should enhance it. So if you have a dark area in your landscape with a lot of shade and a moist area, think about moss. And this is how you can spread the moss, spread the love. You can take a cup of moss, mash it up with 2 cups of buttermilk, and then paint it on areas or spread it on areas where you want it to spread. And this could be something like a rock ledge or even a metal bucket or a sap bucket. And just keep it in the dark and keep it moist, and you'll actually have moss growing on there. Pretty cool, huh?
Wow. I'd love to know the origins of that recipe. Was that like an accident?
Yeah. Someone threw buttermilk out the window and it ended up, moss started growing. It's like, oh, good idea. Let's do that. There are other kinds of moss called Irish moss and Scottish moss, but they're not really moss. They're actually in the Campanula family. They're perennials. They're ground covers. They do really well. They have a mossy texture, but they have little white flowers to them. But these need sun and they need well-drained soil. So they're best in a rock garden or between stepping stones in your garden. But for the other moss, you've got a recipe. Go to it. Enjoy your moss.
Okay, we've got questions now for you, Charlie. This first one from Stephen in Reading. Stephen says, my onions aren't growing big, and I plant my onions from seed. I start in early March and transplant them once or two times as they grow, but by the time I put them in the garden around Memorial Day, the plants are 10 to 12 inches tall or taller. He says they take well to the garden and seem to grow well, but the onions never get very big. I think the soil is the problem, so what is the best soil for onions?
Well, Stephen, the best soil for onions is a well-drained soil, almost like a sandy loam soil. I would suggest, since we're early in the season, to do a soil test this spring once things dry out and thaw out a little bit and see if you have any nutrient deficiencies. Phosphorus is the one that comes to mind because that usually affects the root growth and the root size of a lot of plants. So you want to check before you put any kind of fertilizers down based on that soil test. The other idea is, if you're not doing it already, use raised beds. That'll be really well-drained soil. Space them far enough apart so they can expand. But even though they like well-drained soil, make sure they stay moist if we have a dry summer too. That will help size them up better.
Okay, this next one comes from Kelly in Mansalona, Michigan. Kelly asks, using bunny poop in the garden. We have a pet bunny in the house and we use pine shavings for the bedding. Are the shavings okay to put directly on the garden, or will it be too acidic?
Well, actually, you can use bunny poop. It's a great fertilizer for your garden and those shavings, but I would compost them first. So I would put them in a pile out, either in a compost pile that you already have or create a separate pile. Let them sit and decompose for about 3 to 6 months, then use that fertilizer, that compost that you have in your garden, and your plants will be much happier for it.
This next one is sort of a question for the listeners from Christina in East Burke. And Christina writes, I have a garden space that I've planted over the last 10 years or so. It's done really well, except for the deer that ate the green beans a couple of years ago. Christina says, I've discovered I really like watching it grow and weeding it, but I'm not crazy about eating the veggies. Christina says, I'm over 70 and a little slower, so I was wondering if I could find someone else who loves the veggies to use the space for their own garden. Christina says, I can watch it grow and do some of the weeding, but has anyone ever done something like this, and how should they go about finding someone?
Oh, that's a great idea. And I think one of the things we can do is, we have so many great listeners, is if you have an idea or a suggestion for Christina, why don't you just email it to us and we can forward it on to her. And for Christina, you know, the Vermont Master Gardeners might be an option, or a local garden club might be another option to reach out to them to see if you can find a gardening partner.
Sounds fabulous. Okay, if you've got questions for Charlie Nardozzi, send them to us at vpr.org. Search for All Things Gardening. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. Next week, we're talking raised beds, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.